The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show. It's our weekly radio show, Hope. We're here every Thursday morning with our mission to give hope, and that's our mission today. I'm Tommy Wilson. I'm director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with my good friend Wesley Jackson, who is director of the Freedom Center. Bobby Capps is usually with us, and Bobby was gone to Tupelo this morning, maybe carrying somebody to the shelter or something. So Bobby's not with us, Wesley, so we can do whatever we want to do.
Well, the show just got a little looser, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, it's... We'll miss Bobby, but we've got two guests with us today with some great news and a great opportunity to help a local mission and to be involved in something great. And it is Stacy Baxter and Eva Kirk is with us today. And we're going to get to them in just a little bit. We're excited to have y'all. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for coming to be with us this morning. And we're excited about your mission and excited to be able to tell folks about it and to be able to let people know how to help you. Wesley, it's been a busy week at the Freedom Center. We've got, it's something every day. It's a full schedule and it's a full weekend because of the concert at Pit Week.
Yeah.
Saturday is the...
The United We Stand at the Cross concert there at Pickwick Landing State Park. It's a yearly deal. This is the fourth annual United We Stand concert, headlining David Crowder. And the gates will open around noon. People usually start getting there early to set up, but 3 o'clock is really when the music will kick off, and they'll be having different artists play. I think Rhett Walker and some others will play. And it'll just be a good day of fun and fellowship around the water there, listening to good music. And our guys will be there to serve Tommy each and every year. This is kind of one of our big service projects when we go and give back to the community that gives to us so graciously. So I look forward to this weekend each and every year. Our guys really look forward to it. The ones that have been part of it in the past years, they come back still to have an opportunity to serve at it. You know, we got Angel coming back this year. Other guys have reached out. Our guys really love it whenever you get to start to be part of giving back. I see it each and every year in their eyes whenever they serve. They start to be a part of something. They feel like they're adding value to others' life. And you know, it's just a good part of the restoration process. When people are so far down, they think God can't use them, God's done with them, they've been too far gone, and that's the furthest from the truth. And this weekend of hope, I feel like, happens right up there at the at Pickwick Landing State Park at this concert. So everybody's invited. It's a free concert, free food, all of the above. Come out, we'll be giving out cheeseburgers, hot dogs. They have chickens, barbecue. It seems like last year Snow Cone Stand came last year. I don't know if he's coming again this year.
How many hamburgers you cook, Wesley?
This year, I think we've ordered about 4,000. Last year, I think it was 2,500 or 3,000.
And hot dogs.
I don't know how, but about a couple thousand of those.
So you cook a lot of hot dogs, and that's what our guys is doing, and it's a busy day. But also, they have an opportunity that afternoon to worship, and, you know, their baptism's going on in the river. Yeah. Dr. Pratt and them, they baptize, I don't know how many people. 200 or 300.
Yeah, over 100.
Yeah, every year. And they'll be baptizing them right there in the river. And Dr. Pratt and Kelly Edge and that group, they'll be getting in the water 3 or 4 o'clock that afternoon, just starting to baptize people. So it'll be a powerful day. It happens there at the Circle at Pickwick. Us prayed that the weather holds off. Looks like it's supposed to rain a lot tomorrow. So that means it could be muddy up there.
Maybe get a little messy.
But you're up there on the concrete. You're up on top. So
I'll be up a little bit where it'll be drier maybe. But
Even with that, Wesley, I was thinking this morning, in the past week, we've met with the school board. We've been in the schools. We've been in courtrooms. We've been in a jail.
Yeah.
The Freedom Center's full.
Yeah.
You've got people waiting to get in. I helped a guy get to Transformation Ranch yesterday. They called Rodney and they're getting in there. Actually, I maybe went yesterday. But so, Wesley, I mean, God's moving. We've got a lot of things working and for expansion. But right now, if people need help as far as their son or their husband, their wife, their daughter, or whoever it may be that's in trouble with drug addiction, what do they need to do?
Yeah, that starts, whether it's male, female, it doesn't matter. It starts at our website, CorinthFreedomCenter.com. If you'll go online there, click the apply button and fill out the application, give me a phone number that's valid, and I will return that usually within 12 hours, but no more than 24. That's the starting point. We have an info button at the bottom of the page, a little link there, and you can click on it and fill out the application there too as well, and just put us your basic info and we'll get back to you. But Tommy, it's pretty cool to see how things have changed over the last 3 years. You know, we were talking about this the other day in a board meeting. Is December 1st will be 3 years that the Freedom Center's been up and running, and it seems like we're really have caught some traction over these couple of years here, and that our name's starting to get out there. People are starting to hear about what we're doing. We're becoming more familiar and more than just our community. You know, we've got some guys there now that are from Houston, Texas. We've had guys from Florida, Indiana.
That's our second guy from Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was on the phone earlier this week with Mark Shaw and the Addiction Connection. You know, we talked about him last week. A lot of things going on, had a lot of support, looking forward to the future anyway, and just thankful really for the support the community's given us over these years.
Well,
how the Lord's worked.
We've got some news coming, we hope. Our big night of the year is not a hope. Yeah. It's November the 21st, and by then we hope that we have some news that night. So we're all excited about it. We're excited about today's radio show. Eva and Stacy's here. They're going to be talking about a new mission, the home of Elroy. Stacy, you heard him mention 3 years. We heard this a couple months ago in a conference in Cincinnati that it takes 3 years for Oak Tree to get its roots going.
Wow.
So we've been there 3 years. You're just getting planted. Once you open, and just imagine the first 3 years and getting your roots planted and trying to figure out what door to open, what door to close.
We want to be an oak tree.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, we do too.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll share some more news with you in just a second about or not of hope, Stacy, and stuff. So we're excited to have y'all here today. We get to do this radio show because of our sponsors. We have radio sponsors that support this show, pay for our show. We're thankful for them. I'm going to name a couple of them. Let me give you the phone number because you may want to text a question to Stacy or Miss Eva here. It's 662-603-9829. That is a text line only, 662-603-9829. Maybe you've got friends that live somewhere and y'all want them to hear about the home of Elroy. They can go online, supertalk.fm Corinth, and listen anywhere in the world. I've listened, every time I've been out of town, I've always listened to this show. So you can go online and listen to it. Text any question you want to. But a couple of our radio sponsors is my wife, Maria Wilson, at Wilco Real Estate Group. For all of your real estate needs, reach out to my wife. I promise you nobody's going to outwork her. Her and my daughter Olivia and that group will take care of you. Daniel Arthur, my friend that owns the Subways, the local Subways, got a new Subway on Shallow Road. Probably the nicest Subway in driving distance. Go by there and get you a foot-long meatball today. Check out the new store right there on Shiloh Road. It's the nicest Subway in driving distance. Bart Dorn, Gatlin's Pharmacy. Bart and Dawn is great supporters, great friends. We're thankful for them. And there in Tishomingo County for all your pharmacy needs. And Nick Bain. Yep. I was texting Nick this morning. We got a new district attorney, and I was wanting to know. And so we use Nick for a lot of legal needs, and we encourage you to. Okay, Wes.
Yeah, also we have Outpost Outdoors up there in Pickwick. They'll be a part of supporting the event this weekend too, but they've been supporters of the show since back last year. Just thankful for them. Hudson Window Solutions down in Boonville, Perry and his group, supporters of the show and supporters of what we do at Living Free in the Freedom Center. Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Corinth.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to get that. We've got a sale going on. We got a sale. We got the best deal you've ever seen on a queen mattresses. I got Serta Eye Comforts for $399. It's by far the best queen deal I ever had in 11 years, Wesley.
Yeah. Get by there and get you a mattress, folks. The prices are cheap. Also, Crosswind Ministries, Living Free Ministries, supporters of the show, Hope. If you're out and about and you're in any of these establishments today, let them know you heard about them right here on Super Talk. We'll be right back.
It's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back to our second segment of Hope. I'm Tommy Wilson. I'm here with Wesley Jackson today. And we've got two ladies with us from the home of Elroy that is going in the Glen School. And welcome again, Stacy, Miss Eva.
Thank you.
Tell us what that is, Stacy. I mean, the home of Elroy. You're going into the Glen School. What in the world are you doing?
We are putting in a residential therapeutic Christian community for women, single mothers who are alone. They can be needing a recovery. They can be homeless. They could even be in addiction of an unhealthy situation at home, that possibly sex trafficking, anything that suppresses that single mom from being the best mom that God set them to be. We want to give them a safe sanctuary they can come to and learn at the foot of Christ who they are and build their home back up so they can go back out and be good, godly homes, good, godly moms.
How long would somebody be able to stay there?
We ask for a year commitment, but we're giving 2 years because therapy looks different in everybody.
Yeah.
Trauma hurts, and everybody deals with that differently. So a person who enters into the program first needs to break down and see what is at the root of everything in the decision-making that they're making that is giving them negative outcomes. And by doing that first before they work, we feel like it's going to be a very successful program. We have geared this program after a model called Blue Monarch that has been in business for 21 years.
So, Stacy, I go to their fundraiser each and every year up there outside of Winchester. My little brother's a donor there, and we get a table, and we go up, and we support Blue Monarch. So I've actually been to their campus and seen what it is they do firsthand. I believe in what
it's
they do.
Phenomenal.
Heard testimony. I mean, every time I go, you just cry like a little, cry like a baby pretty much when they show those videos of, and the testimonies you hear of these women who have been through the struggle and these kids testifying of how that place has helped them to get their mothers back, and not only just get their mothers back, but to get hope back in their heart, have a bright outcome for their future. Even heard testimonies of some of the children that have been brought up there that have went on to aspire to be things in the local communities, had success of that. So that's I didn't know that you all had formed up part of your plan from that, but that's a fun fact for you.
Yeah. Our children, the children need help as much as the moms.
Yeah.
We fell in love with this program. We have been there on 2 occasions. We've been training with them, and we are just honored that they're going to take us under their wing. And
Good. There's
no sense in us reinventing a wheel that they've already got established.
So by just looking at the paperwork here, you're very organized. I mean, you've got a board in place. You've picked out a location, the Glen School.
And I want to make sure we shout out to the town of Glen,
yeah.
The town hall, how we have been working on this for a year. This is not something that
right.
just happened yesterday, but they have been at every meeting, and we've been at every meeting, and they have been a blessing to us.
All right. So in your plans is to maybe open sometime during the spring of 2025, but I mean, it looks here on paper, y'all are well-organized, well-grooved, but y'all got a lot of work to do.
Lots of work.
Yeah.
Lots of work.
The building out there needed a lot of work. Tell us what's going on out there.
Well, currently, right now, Eva and I are showing up every morning and unlocking that gate at 7 a.m. We're asking for all volunteers. It doesn't matter your age. Doesn't matter... if you're male or female, we can use you. What we're doing is mostly tearing out and demoing and preparing for some of these wonderful volunteers that are coming in, and they're going to be overseeing the construction part. So right now we're tearing out, and then we're trying to put teams together to work with those skilled laborers.
So basically, if you can tear something up right now,
yep. You
can be of some use.
You can hold a hammer.
We can all fall into that category, I believe.
So, I mean, but you got folks out there every day?
Saturday.
On Saturday.
Saturday
okay.
at 7 a.m.
7 a.m. on Saturday. And so you need workers on Saturday.
Yep. And we just go to lunch. So you still got half a day to do what else you want to do and need to do. We just need, and you can come and go. If you can only give a couple hours on Saturday, a couple hours gets a lot of work done.
Yeah.
And we've used all the ages. We've had some wonderful teenagers and even younger to haul off brush, to scoop up loose tiles, to take things to the dumpster. They have just really contributed.
An 8-year old on that wheelbarrow has been phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, I see pictures of young kids here hauling off limbs, wheelbarrow, and things like that. So tell us where you're at with it then. Tell us, on that building there, if you give us an update today, just tell us where we're at.
We're on the east wing. Okay. We have, I would say, 95% of it gutted and tore out, where we're ready. Once the roof is put on, we're going to be able to paint and start regrouping those rooms. We currently right now are moving into the common area that will be used, and then the phase three of the program will be, we hope to have residents in there, but we'll be working on the west wing following that.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, you said volunteers. You need money.
Yes,
you've got some money.
Yes, yeah. We do.
You've got a $125,000 gift that's been gave to you, willing to match up to $125,000. Now, tell us about this. Tell us how people can give to this. That's very exciting.
Well, they can go to our website. They can go to donate, and it's going to give you a clear picture of what we do. And now that you've brought that up, because we're still waiting on our 501c3, Nick Bain, too, has helped us with that. We want to shout out to him. He is waiting on that, but we have partnered with Create Foundation in Tupelo, which means that your donation is tax deductible.
Yeah.
So you'll make a check out to Create and put in the memo, Home of Elroy, and 100% of that's going back to Home of Elroy to build this facility so we can have it ready in the spring.
So do you have an idea how much money you need to get this project done?
We need $200,000 right now to make to get our doors open, I would say.
Well, you got $125,000, mm-hmm. So you need $75,000 more, or do you need $200,000 more?
Well, no, $200,000 would get our doors open in April.
Well, you're close. Well, you should get that then.
Yes.
We just need to get the word out.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. People in this community gives when they know. If someone wanted to see your program, how do they get in touch with you? I'd say somebody's wanting to give to you and they can come meet you on Tuesday or something. How can they get a hold of you?
Well, if they go to our website, we do have email. And if they go to Facebook, they can find information. They can call me directly. I'll take that call and we'll move forward.
Okay. Yeah, so the web page is what's the web page?
Web page is Home of Elroy. That's HomeOfElroy.org.
We got a lot of things going, got a lot of movement going on to try to get this thing open by spring of 2025. Looks like you got a good group. I noticed on your board you've got all women, so you ain't got no man to mess it up.
Well, we're hoping one day to add a few good men, but we had to get it started, so I called up
No need to wait on men, sit around, right. So, yeah, that's good. Stacy Baxter is the executive director. Pam Brown is the president. Lane, hit me out, Loder is vice president. Eva's the secretary. Vicki Gann's the treasurer. And Mindy McNutt is a board member. So Mindy's a very busy person, too.
She is.
So as you look forward to this, have you got a picture of what the daily operation will be? What will a day look like for a lady that's coming into your program?
Eva, you want to take this
one? I will. This is also modeled after the template of Blue Monarch, and it's a beautiful picture of recovery. They call their curriculum plan a wheel of recovery. It's centered around spiritual growth. Every bit of their curriculum and our curriculum will be based on scripture, on what God's plan is for how to live, how to parent, how to take care of yourself. Your emotional well-being will be considered. We'll have counseling available. In fact, there'll be group therapy meetings, which will be regular, not only for the moms, as we said, but for the children as well, whatever their needs happen to be. Eventually, we'll work, well, basically from the beginning, we'll work on life skills, because some of these women will come out of situations, well, they've never seen a household modeled for them. They've never seen anybody who manages a house, manages housekeeping itself, manages a budget, manages, you know, grocery buying, all of those things. They've lived maybe paycheck from paycheck and don't know how to handle their own finances. So all of those things will be part of the life skills. We'll have people coming in to teach them to cook, to teach them to plan for grocery buying, to teach them how to parent, how to handle conflict. And then the final one, as Stacy said, toward the end of their stay, they will enter a program that deals with work ethics. So then when they do go out into the workforce, they'll understand how to be a worker as unto the Lord. And it'll make a big difference in where they're employed and how they're employed. They'll also know by that time what their skills and their career ideas are. Some of them may seek some schooling. We'll help them get their GED or help them get into some community school classes, whatever they're interested in and have goals for. By that time, they'll be able to make some of those decisions, and we want to support them in that too. But they'll be working on themselves that first year, especially the first 6 months, learning how much better life can be when they are living in the pattern that Christ has for them.
Well, that's exciting. That's all exciting. Our schedule, Wesley oversees the Freedom Center, and they've got a daily schedule and some routine things just trying to go forward. So, and
one of the other things that we love about the template we saw at Blue Monarch that we want to implement is when the children get home from school, there's time for mom and children to be together. They won't have classes at that time. They'll interact with their children, and they'll do some special things with them and activities and get to know their kids, maybe in a way they haven't had a chance to do before. And we're excited about that.
What about the old gym there? Are y'all using it?
Yes. We'll have a lot of energy in that house.
Yeah.
You take 11 families, because we will take children up to three children.
So a mom could have up to three kids.
Nine years or down. So we'll have a lot of energy. So at any given time, we could have over 40 people under one roof. So, yes, we need that gym for that energy.
Yeah.
Especially with hurricanes coming in.
Yeah. Well, listen, and let me share this with you. Hurricanes coming every day. It's just part of what we deal with. So listen, we're going to take a break. We'd love to hear from you. Any questions, thoughts, comments on the Home of Elroy? Or again, we're going to get back how you can help this mission go forward. They need money. They need volunteers. They need this community. So when we come back, we're going to get a little more into that and see how you can help. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bobby Capps from Crosswind. Crosswind's a ministry that started here in town after Katrina just to help people. We just help people in a lot of different ways. We do group counseling. We do counseling at the rehabs. We do counseling in the prison. We take care of homeless people that come to our community and provide them with connections to people who can house them or get them a bottle of water or some food, whatever they need. And we just try to be here to say that if you're on down and out, we can help. Or we can point you to someone who can.
This is Angel Quinn from Crosswind. Crosswind also hosts other opportunities in our community, including after-school tutoring in a local subsidized apartment complex. We partner with Oasis Medical Center and One by One Ministries to mentor and educate new and expectant moms. And we offer a community clothes closet. We're all about equipping volunteers to serve in our community. And we also have The Gathering, which is a weekly worship service on Sunday nights at 5 p.m. If you are in need of help, please contact Crosswind at 662-287-5600 or stop by our office located at 703 Tate Street in Corinth.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
We welcome you back to our third segment. Again, I'm Tommy Wilson. I'm here with Wesley Jackson today. One of our ferocious leaders, Bobby Capps, is out. But we have two guests here with us today. From the home of Elroy, we have Stacy Baxter and Eva Kirk. And they're sharing about their vision, their mission to open up a home for women in spring of 2025. They have took the Glen Schoolhouse and they're redoing it. They're working on it. They need a lot of work. They need volunteers and things to get this thing going. And I'm just looking, and they've got three ways you can help: donate, pray, volunteer. So let me share. Now, I know y'all good Baptists, but if you put it this way, you can really be bad. Partner, what is it on the
partner? Button? Pray, participate.
Yeah, participate.
That's right.
That's the way we put it down.
Yeah.
So, but look, they need help. They need a lot of help there on Saturdays. Volunteer just coming in and clean up, taking things out. Y'all have got a crew ready to come and fix, to make this thing, to get it ready. What's the next step?
Well, like I said, show up on Saturday. One of the things that I wanted to make sure that we didn't cover is that a misconception that's kind of been going around in the community, and I'd like to squash it. We are not a detox facility, nor are we a women's battered shelter.
Yeah.
We can't do that. You just told where we're going to be.
Yeah.
So that would not be something that we could do. What we're building is just a sanctuary where moms can come to. But if you show up on Saturday, you can come out. We talk about it all day long. You can learn more about it, be part of it. But it's going to take a community. It's going to take a community to build this because it's based on faith. We are not going to be oversighted by anything that's going to tell us how and when we can speak of Jesus. So we need the community to step out.
So like in your group meetings and stuff, you've already got material and stuff to pick out to use and things like we went with, of course, the scriptures are number one thing, but then we use the Heart of Addiction stuff. We use Living Free's stuff. So we have a lot of great material too. And this will be targeted for women, mothers with their kids. The kids would be able to go to school and live there up to maybe 2 years, sounds like.
Correct.
How are you going to fund this?
The people. The God's going to send the people.
Let me share this with you. We talk to people all around the country. People call us all the time wanting to know, how did y'all do this there? What's going on there? And the first question they always ask, well, how do you fund that? Mm-hmm. This community is really good.
God's people community. Got to step up. Yep.
Yeah.
So you've got a budget in mind? Have y'all been working on a budget?
Yeah, that's a hard one, but yes, we have been working on it.
Yeah. Will someone stay there, like live there and oversee this?
Yes, we will have a residential director that lives on the campus.
Lives on campus.
Mm-hmm. They will not live in the home, but they'll live on campus.
Wow.
One of the things that what we thought was so unique with the model of Blue Monarch and their what they had learned was that we're teaching moms to be leaders in their home. So if you put someone in the home leading them, it's kind of like they revert and they let somebody else guide them. We want them to deal with miscommunications, missed things, and those kind of things that go on in the home. So it's very important that they run their home. But we do have somebody on
staff. Stacy, y'all have been given by someone a $125,000 matching fund gift. You need to raise if you raise $125,000, this means you've got $250,000 and that you're on your way.
That means we can open our doors.
Yeah. Well, we as our organization, the Freedom Center Living Free, we're going to donate $2,500.
Amen.
We want to be a ministry that invests in other ministries. Mm-hmm. I haven't been in church a long time. I've been in church a little over 20 years. And one thing that always amazed me, that churches wasn't investing in other churches down the road. It was always about their own campus. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I want to be someone that this ministry is going to invest in other ministries. So that's the reason we're giving you $2,500. And we're not done. We want to partner with you throughout the years to come. We want to be your friend. We will be your friend until you kick us out or something. But look, we want to tell you that now. So that's $2,500. And maybe someone that's listening will give that too. And if someone wants to give, how do they give to you right now?
Well, like I said, if they go to homeofelroy.org, there is information on that site that allows them if they want to write a check. And then also, how do we get the QR code to?
Can they give online?
Yes, mm-hmm. They can give online. It goes straight to our accounting crew.
So they can go to your webpage and just give online?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or they can go online and get the information and mail a check to Create Foundation.
Yes, that's right.
And we get a lot of checks. A lot of people give to us through Create and stuff. So that is great. But you've got $125,000 gift that you need to raise between now and the end of the year to match this.
That's right.
This gift's going to give you $125,000. Yeah, and so
it'd be worth $250,000.
Yeah, if we match it, that's going to raise $250,000.
And we have some skilled laborers, credentialed people in the building industry of construction and electrician and HVAC and those kind of things that have already donated a good bit of their work. And so if there's somebody who can do those kind of things and want to donate their skills, maybe they don't have the money, but they can donate their skills, we certainly can use that as well, because we have been so blessed to have some very dedicated men right now who have just given of weeks and weeks of their time to make sure that the hard stuff gets done, the things that we who are not skilled in those areas can't do. So that's very important too. But there's a lot for those of us who can only pick up a hammer or take something to the dumpster.
Are y'all willing to give your phone numbers out here?
Absolutely.
Give your phone numbers out in case somebody wants to talk.
You can call
and talk.
You can call me at 662-415-6907.
Mine's 662-279-1899.
Okay. So there's some phone numbers that you can get a hold of these ladies that's got a heart, a passion to get this job done. I'm excited to see it. Maybe sometime soon we can line our guys up to come help you on a Saturday. I know our guys, some of them helped you a couple of weeks ago to go get something. I'm not sure.
We did. The bed ministry donated some closets and some beds to our children.
Okay. So like I said, we want to help. We will help. But money's a great way to help right now. You need money. So we're giving you $2,500, and I hope somebody else gives you $25,000 today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So as we go forward, you need volunteers on Saturday. You need money. Have you already got that residential director that's going to live there? Are you going to be interviewing people?
We have not, so we will need to be looking for that person.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know how many people you'll need as a team to be a part of that?
we're looking, when we start out, besides the residential director, there will be four staff members that work throughout the day with them. So we'll have five individuals.
Yeah.
So are you guys looking for these, the residential advisor or person that lives there and the four staff members, are these all going to be a volunteer basis coming in and starting? Are you looking, is this going to be like a hiring pool where you'll start where there'll be salaried people that'll work and be paid?
It's going to be both. Starting, we're working on the program of how we're going to, address that, volunteer slash low salary with future of getting a full salary. It's just going to take baby steps to get there. So we need some, we need people that are passionate about what they're doing and they have the ability to do it, not being paid full scale.
Well, I was just to kind of build on that, Stacy, is we started the Freedom Center and we did all the front end planning and pouring into that and starting to open the doors and moving forward. I think you need some folks to really be committed to whether they would be there, whether you pay them or not.
Yes.
Because that's, I mean, what the type of work that you're getting involved in, it's going to take a special kind of person who has a heart for folks, to love folks, and who's going to be there and has a passion for what they're doing and willing to pour their life into it, especially off the day one. You know,
well,
that first year, 2 year, we were talking about earlier, 3 years, we're getting our roots, but first year, 2 years of this thing for me and Tommy, and I mean, it was our livelihood. And
yeah, we met every week for a year before we opened. And me and Wesley and Bobby, Ralph, we met every week, planned this thing out, prayed. I mean, every week we was meeting and, you know, just trying to get prepared. And once we opened that door,
we got punched right in the face.
Yeah, we got punched in the face. This is real stuff.
It's the Mike Tyson theory. Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face.
Yeah, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the face.
That happened day one for us, and it's a spiritual battle. The Lord doesn't want to see the Lord wants to see these mothers restored, but the devil does not want what you're doing to happen, and he don't want mothers being mothers. He don't want families being families. He don't want kids being raised up in a godly environment. And I think that's the biggest thing that's under attack in America today is the nuclear family, the household. And, just that on the front end, being realistic about that, I think is a big step. And being prepared and getting some of those folks on your side, like you obviously formed a board up. I doubt these folks that are on these pages will be the ones working there every day.
Well, I do believe that a few of them will be stepping out of those positions, they will be going into the program, and we will be replacing some of those boards. Okay. I do believe that because they're just passionate.
But that's it. It's going to have to be some folks that's going to be there thick and thin.
And about a year ago, I don't know if Tommy remembers, I came to him and I asked him, I said, how do you do this? And you gave me that same advice. We met every week for a year. And what did I do? I said, we started meeting at Crosswinds and having a meeting every week. Now you didn't bother to tell me about the punch in the face, though.
That happened once you open.
I felt like me and Ralph got most of the licks in the first.
Yeah, and Ralph lives there, you know, so Ralph can tell you. It's spiritual warfare and stuff, and you see a lot of victories, you see a lot of letdowns. We ain't in this thing for numbers, but we've had 103 guys come to our program now, 48 of them's alumni, 48 guys is finished, and during the month of October, we'll have six other guys graduate. And there's no better feeling than seeing someone complete the course.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And go back home and do what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. We've buried six of them. Mm-hmm. So, that's some of the hard things that we deal with. Mm-hmm. But, at the end of the day, when we see one make it, that gives us the energy, the excitement to continue to go forward and things. So we're excited. We're excited that we can be a small part of it. We want you to know we're all in the same neighborhood out there, really. Mm-hmm. But look, we're going to take a break. We're coming back with Stacy Baxter, Eva Kirk, the home of Elroy. They need your help. They need money.
Yeah.
They need volunteers. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet, right here in Corinth, Mississippi. It's fall time, which means football season and the baseball playoffs about to start. It's my favorite time of the year, and guess what? We have fall deals on all of our mattresses, adjustable beds, recliners, and so much more. Guys, you gotta come 3 miles west of High Prices to get these deals.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back to our last segment of our show, Hope. We've got Stacy Baxter and Eva Kirk here today, and they're talking about a new mission that's going to open up in our community sometime in the spring of 2025 at the Old Glenn Schoolhouse. They are there working, remodeling, trying to get it done. They have been... a lot of work already took place, a lot of work to go. They need two things. They need money and volunteers. Mm-hmm. They've been gave a $125,000 matching gift to them. It's through Create. Somebody's gave this, so you can give. If you give, we just gave them $2,500. That means $5,000 to them. So anything you give to them, any amount's not too small. You know, a couple of weeks ago, Wesley, I sent you a picture. I had two checks gave to me one weekend. One was $10 and one was $100,000. They was two checks. Oh. Remember that picture I sent you just a couple of weeks ago? The little $10 gift, the lady that gave that, it was very, very important to her to give $10. The gift of the $100,000 was very important for us, but it was a sign of it takes all types of people, right. Whether it's ones that can give $10 or ones that can give $100,000. So we need everyone involved to make this happen. They want to open up in spring of 2025 with a vision of helping women. It's going to be women with kids. Again, you said to explain, say, I have to tell people all the time, we're not a homeless shelter. It ain't a place you can just drop people off with us. It's a process to get into our place. Yeah. It's an application process. You have to go through it. So tell us what kind of people is going to be coming to your place, Stacy.
Well, there will be people, single moms who need recovery. It's a different kind of recovery because they can bring their children, as you just spoke about. That makes it special there. There's nothing worse than a mom who goes to recovery and doesn't finish because when mom gets sober, she realizes, I need to be home with my kids.
And they're going to be able to come free.
They come free. There's no cost to the mom.
Yeah.
And so we take all those strongholds away there that keep them making those decisions and dealing with those issues that they need to deal with. Things veer from drug use, homelessness, sex trafficking. It happens here in our town. It happens in our families. It's not as much about being snatched off the street as it is intertwined into our families, that sexual abuse. But, so it's going to be a place they can come to heal.
But this won't be a homeless shelter.
No, it will not. Well, in a certain sense. I mean, I've got a girl right now that we've been working with since October, and she lived in her car 10 months out of the past 12 months we've been dealing with her. And she's got two children. And, yes, I'm not going to say that if they fit the criteria as a single mom and can finish that application and meet the criteria, they are a candidate to come.
So will they have, though, like there will be structurized things within the program? Like, will it be program-driven or, you know, the mindset of somebody coming wanting to better themselves is what you're getting at, to be a candidate. They're not just coming to camp out. They want to work, get better, learn, you know, all the things that are going to make them successful in the long run. Has to be, you know, the homeless shelter kind of, you know, they go to eat. And
they come and go.
This would be a mom who's just down on her luck hey, I've got to figure out what I've got to do for my kids. We've got
to
survive.
To get back.
I don't want them in the cars.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
I want them to know, hey, call us. If we've got a bed and you are willing to come and work this program and bring your children.
So a willingness and want to get better is
what we are
harder.
Not is a battered women's shelter. We're not set up for that. We want to keep our women safe. We will have security and safety measures in place, but we're not set up to that degree, so we cannot offer that.
Again, how many beds you gonna have?
We're gonna have 11 bedroom suites for our families,
and up to four could be in a bedroom, mom and three kids.
That's a lot under one roof.
Oh. Well, Dr. Phil says we got 2 minutes. Listen, but we're gonna have y'all at Living Free tonight. Y'all gonna be able to present whatever you want to tonight. And
I'm
going to
tell
excited.
A little of my story of why Home of Elroy is very dear to my heart and why I feel that God put it on my heart.
Yeah. So that will take place tonight at 6 o'clock. All right, Living Free, we'll have a little music, and then these ladies will be sharing their heart, their passion, their vision for the Home of Elroy. Everyone's invited. Our friends from Holly Baptist Church is going to provide the meal. So, man, it'll be first class tonight. We're excited about tonight. Everyone's invited. Again, they need money. They need money. Reach out to them. Go to their webpage. Call them. Track them down. Give them money. All right? So, Wesley, we always close out with the Book of Jude here. So, what a great show. Be praying for them. Find a way you can help this mission go forward. West.
All right. Yeah. Once again, that's homeofelroy.org. Go online there, see what they're doing, give to them, support this ministry. It'll be a blessing to the local community once they get up and going. We end on Jude. Now, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory, majesty, and dominion, power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.